private sector has come in. It's
private sector would take to
they would take to a great model. They're creaming huge profits, taking them and giving them to their shareholders. That's also good under the capitalist system. That's great. But as a member of the public, it's not only is it been a disaster, and it continues to be, as I found out on Monday morning again, but also it's democratic. There's a lack of democratic accountability. And this is happening across the British public sector, where the idea of commercial confidentiality is becoming a huge issue, where you cannot find out what happens to your pounds, because it's commercial confidentiality. We cannot tell you how the money is being spent, because it's part of the company's spending, even though the money is coming from my pocket.
Yeah.
And this is a real problem, real issue.
The same also in Italy, because, for example, public administration can know the financial agreement among bank and private. So when you want to renegotiate the contract, you really don't know the contract condition among bank and private. So it is the same, yeah.
About PPP, I think that is not the only solution. We have, I think that the scenarios change if we compare this time with 20 years ago, 15 years ago. In this time you have more possibility. One is a negotiation, one is PPP, another is just a change the instrument. I think that if 20 years ago, I don't know if Britain is the same, was possible organize the urbanization with a zoning. The city grow up and you decide where there was a public services, where industry, where housing.
But now, not 20 years ago, because Mrs. Thatcher was prime minister, but 30 years ago, you operated.
Good, good. Now, if you consider implosion and you have this type of also town planning, this instrument you have to change. Yes. Maybe you have used a negotiation.
Yes.
You
yes.
said you have income and I ask you to build new services for this. And that is a market that built, not PPP, but negotiation.
Yes, and there's things like, you know, we have in the process in England of changing the planning system, and it may be changed again, but, you know, there's new types of plans which are meant to be more strategic, less tied up in the local detail. There's also use of planning system to negotiate contributions from the private sector to the costs of infrastructure. Again, in that pattern you described 20 years ago, you know, the roads, the electricity, the water were all provided by state bodies, basically, and on a universal, more or less universal basis, everybody would be connected. Now, increasingly, a planning authority will say to a housing developer, for example, well, yes, we would like to give you a permission, so they're still using the regulatory tool, but you're putting up so many houses that will need to improve the school. And we will need, you know, €3 million to improve the school or to develop a new health centre, whatever it might be. So the developer will sign an agreement with the planning authority that they will provide this. And again, there's lots of questions around this about transparency and so on. But certainly it's a different way of using planning control than just saying yes or no. There's a lot of negotiation. Having said that, of course, again, going back to this, it only works, I think somebody said earlier this morning, if you're in a situation where the developers are queuing up to get in there and are willing to make that agreement. If your problem is that you've got an empty steelworks site and no developer has been seen in your town for the last 10 years, you're not in a strong position to say, well, come and put some housing on it, but we also want you to pay for a school. But certainly the planning system has, a lot of the instruments have stayed the same, but they've been added to or used in more kind of negotiative and perhaps entrepreneurial or opportunistic ways.
Another aspect is just the purchase. Someone, I don't forget who, said the agency decided to make this investment. And someone, maybe local government, decided to create a process with different stockholder. Inside this stockholder, you have a businessman, and they find an agreement with the agency. Agency use the output of this stakeholder for push about the original idea. So you have a connection between stakeholders and the agency that together want to invest, financially invest in that area. So it's very important when you said who have involved in the process, who are the subject, and every typology are different from other. In some case, I show you before, show it. If the subject is in the poor area where you have public housing, in that case you have involved who live in that area. If you have another investment in strong infrastructure, maybe you have to have other subject. So the process changes if you connect this with typology of investment.
Yeah, and I think that the model could usefully suggest some questions like that that people could work through. I think that, that isn't in terms of the, you know, destructive of the model. I think it enhances it.